you do that, Terry?
There is a certain person, a person so vile and arrogant, the middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare, a person which we call Karen. These are the Karen Chronicles.
So these are all real reviews that you're about to hear from a number of different sources online. Some of them are online retailers. Some of them are actual brick and mortar stores. And it's not just Karen's today. We also have a Darren, which is the male version of a Karen. But we've all encountered this person out in the wild before. They're the ones that think the world is meant to please them. It's Dave, here to delight every one of their senses.
If they don't get everything exactly the way that they want it, they are going to write a review that brings down this place.
And they really do think that their review is single-handedly going to destroy these companies. But it's interesting because sometimes they're very off with their reviews. We'll start here with TheFoxTees.com. It's an online t-shirt store that has 4 out of 5 stars. Now, Ian did point out that they own their website, so they may have weighted it in their favor. But
4 out of 5 stars.
How did you find this website, Ian?
This one, I just kind of stumbled upon it. I've been really diving into just random websites and just seeing if they have a review section for this, and that's how I stumbled upon this.
And they sell a lot of the novelty tees. They do some licensing for different sports brands. Amy G said 5 out of 5 stars. The Kansas City Royals Royal Forever t-shirt, my fave. Michael C. said 5 out of 5 star. Nice shirt, and it fits great. It's a nice reminder about why we all need to get out and vote.
Okay.
All right. Karen I. said 1 out of 5 stars. I started feeling pain high up in my stomach area under my Happy Gilmore shirt that I got from TheFoxTees.com. Not enough to take painkillers, but noticeably enough, like a constant dull ache, almost like a bruising from a punch. As the day progressed, the pain intensified, and I started feeling sharp pains at every breath. At lunch, I went to the doctor, and he couldn't even pinpoint what it was. He told me that if the pain got worse, I needed to go to the emergency room. Is my t-shirt from TheFoxTees.com to blame for this? Well, I think so. Later that day, I did, and it turned out I had appendicitis. Thanks a lot, guys.
From the t-shirt. You got
appendicitis from
your appendix ruptured because of the t-shirt.
From your Happy Gilmore t-shirt that you got from TheFoxTees.com.
It got to be the alligator who got Chubb's hand.
That's right. Finally got you, Karen.
And it's called TheFoxTees.
TheFoxTees.com.
Not V.
The.
The.
Yeah, and
it
would just
I'm
be
on their
the
website.
Fox Tees.
Yeah, no, it's the.
The
it's
Fox
the fancy.
Sorry,
saying,
I thought you were saying V. And
no.
I'm like, okay.
I'm on their website right now, and they are the t-shirt company of like Hobby Lobby wood paintings. Actions speak louder than words.
Oh, you chuggy-ass t-shirt company.
We gather here.
I've got 3 rules. Don't lie to me. Don't use me. And if you're tired of me, leave me alone.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Buy me that right
One
now.
1 out of 5 stars.
So maybe that shirt did cost appendicitis.
Yes.
Karen?
I think so.
This next one is for Naked Burger in Clinton Township, Michigan. 4.5 out of 5 stars. Sage P said 5 out of 5. The chicken noodle soup is truly to die for. Small detail, but the ketchup is also smoky. It's not your average Heinz. F yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Hell yeah, Sage. Get it. Caroline M. said 5 out of 5. 5 stars. Our server, Aaron, she worked us, got us seated right away, even on a busy night. Service was fast and attentive the entire night. Wonderful.
Sounds lovely.
Darren U. said 1 out of 5 stars. Been here for 2 hours. Took forever to even get someone to take our order. Then they brought me my burger, but it had tomatoes on it. No big deal, right? Yes, it is. My friends all got their food. And I was just sitting there watching them eat while they had to remake mine. I canceled my order after 10 minutes, and the waitress looked pissed at me. How about you get it right the first time? I would rather drag my balls on a treadmill made of cheese graters than visit this cesspool of overpriced, mediocre food and service that somehow is less enjoyable than participating in an ISIS rally wearing a MAGA hat. Hope this helps. Signed, Darren.
Oh, that's a little dramatic there, Darren.
I mean, Darren does have a point that once you get that tomato juice on the burger, that burger is ruined.
No, Mahoney.
Ruins the burger.
No,
ruined
the
burger.
No, yeah. The burger's fine.
You cannot take tomato off. You just can't pull
just
it off.
Just put ketchup
the
on.
The juice is there.
Did Mahoney write this review?
Of course Mahoney agrees with
Under
Darren.
The pen name
of
Darren.
Course he
we
does.
Need to get rid of that treadmill of cheese graters then if Mahoney wrote that. I do not
want to
see it.
And finally, this is the Joy Women's Razor Kit. Have you ever used one of these?
From a Joy Women's Razor Kit.
Yeah,
no.
So this is from
it's no Venus, I'll tell you that much. They have a cool-ass theme song.
I'm your Venus, I'm your fire, your desire.
Makes me want to shave all the things.
4.6 out of 5 stars, though, from Amazon.com. Linda said 5 out of 5. My granddaughter turned me on to this item. Wow, she was right. Great bang for your buck and a great new find. Ashley Rose, and this is surprising to me, said 5 out of 5 stars, really sharp blades. Be careful with the blade guard. For some reason, they left a gap in the guard, and I cut off a nice chunk of my hoo-hoo. Maybe better safely.
Still, five out of five stars.
Five out of five stars.
You lopped off part of your junk.
She's way too nice.
Jeez.
Chunk of your junk is gone, man. I think I might need a doc A star.
All of my stuff.
Maybe four. I mean, again, Ashley, very, very forgiving. Finally, Karen Q said 1 out of 5 stars. The handle is this weird gel consistency that catches debris, including your own hair. I can't tell you how many times I've used this and found one of my own hairs from down there on it. My heritage has given me many great things, but a smooth and pretty bikini area is not one of them. So I need something that really takes care of everything, if you know what I mean. The handle is literally the cheapest Gillette heads that they ever make. I was really annoyed when mine came in this package. Nothing like paying $13 for some quality razor, or worse, for $5 or $6 like they sell in the bags at Walmart. Guess I'm just going to have to go back to not shaving my pubes.
Oh, God.
Jeez, Karen.
We don't need an angry Karen who's got a full fro down there.
Huge bush.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.